Live.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. But it's great to be with you today. So some good common sense health talk is what we'll be doing today. So if you've got any kind of health challenge, from diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, maybe you're going through a bad relationship, you want to talk about that? This really isn't going to be the biggest political show, but it is a health show to get you from where you are to where you need to be with your health. Good common sense health advice. And that's what we do here on this show. Dave Ramsey is a good friend of mine, wrote the foreword in my book, which is called Empowering Your Health. You can pick it up at empoweringyourhealth.com. But this show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. I want to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. If you want to call me right now, and the number is 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can visit us online at getwellradio.com. Chelsea Thrash, who's a sophomore at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, was studying for finals on April 27, 2011. She was in a second-floor apartment near the campus and watching the news because the weather had been volatile all day. She watched the video cameras, caught a massive F4 tornado churning toward Tuscaloosa. She said, "I saw the tornado coming over the Black Warrior River, and I immediately went to the bathroom. And she said, I couldn't feel my legs, so much panic and fear." She recovers from the injuries of what had just happened. She said the entire apartment building had been destroyed. Rescuers found Chelsea and put her on the tabletop and got her up to the pickup truck, and she was taken to a triage station. And, of course, in Tuscaloosa's DCH hospital, the MRI showed a severe back injury, and that's what happened. So what happened is, of course, the pressure crushed her spine, and then, of course, it put pressure on the nerves, which would cause the nerves in the legs not to be able to be felt. So it's amazing what happened. The tornadoes, I know that many of you lived through these. I did not. I don't live there, but I only saw pictures and only saw what was on television. But definitely the whole area were in our prayers here at the show. That's for sure. But they took her back to the UAB hospital. Chelsea joined hundreds of other victims of the 57 tornadoes that swept across north and central Alabama that day. And UAB's trauma center admitted more than 50 of the seriously injured, most with spinal or chest injuries. And Chelsea had an incomplete L1 spinal burst fracture, which is a big deal. And Dr. Pritchard, who's an MD, he's a neurosurgeon, rather, at UAB. But the will of the human spirit, I think, is amazing sometimes. And that can be the difference between somebody making it through surgery, moving forward in their life, and actually having a faster healing and recovery time in someone who's not. Because if the mind plays such a big role in the body, in the attitude. And she says in this article, she says, I wanted to get up. I wanted to walk again. She said, I wanted to walk back into class at Alabama in the fall. I didn't want anything to hold me back. But Chelsea, really, to all of us, I think you're a hero in all of this. Because, yes, the medical training and the medical surgery that went through this and the knowledge that it took to get you back to where you needed to be is amazing. I'll tell you, neurosurgery, spinal surgery is unbelievably difficult. The years that a physician has to put in to become a surgeon at that level is pretty much phenomenal. And, there's only so much they can do, though, even in their training. They can do everything they can, but the will to not get well, to do the rehab, to go in and do the work that it takes to get better, I think is really half the battle. And she did. And so with a young girl like that, or young lady like that rather, to go in and say, you know what, I want to walk again. I want to be back in class again. I'm not going to let something like this hold me back. Then I'm going to have hope again that I can get my life back. So, which is amazing. They said that after going through rehab, and this is on August 24th, not 4 months after the tornado, Chelsea returned to campus at the University of Alabama, accompanied by friends and well-wishers. She walked into the biology building for 8 a.m. class. She said, I'm not going back in the state of normalcy, she said, with my friends, teachers, the entire town of Self, understanding what the tornado had done to her personally, but also to the area. So, Chelsea, we just wish you the best. You're a champion in my book, and having worked with many patients so much, and seeing the people that want to get well and people that are just kind of have a negative mindset and just a woe is me kind of mindset, and it takes them forever to heal, and it takes them forever to get better. And Chelsea, you're just one of those that actually jumped in and said, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And there you have it. She was back. So it's amazing that when you set your mind to do something with a goal, at what can happen. So, powerful story. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And this show is about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Let's kick it off and go with Sonia. Hi, Sonia. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Well, I'm 44, and I have for about 10 months now been having extreme joint pain in my hips and my knees, mostly. And in my hands.
Okay.
But I'm uninsured.
So have you, being that you're uninsured, have you gone to any type of clinic at all, whether it be a faith-based clinic or maybe like a clinic that would accept people that don't have insurance? Have you done that yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right. There are clinics that they have. They're called faith-based, and they're called for the working uninsured. And what that really means is that they'll have clinics available where it's sponsored by a hospital, or maybe some churches are involved and they fund it at some level. And so, for example, a typical office visit may be $10 instead of, you know, let's say $85 or $150 at a normal doctor's office for someone that doesn't have insurance. So that's, you know, one thing that can be helpful. But let's try to break it down a little bit right here on the phone and I'll, or on the radio, and I'll go through it with you a couple of things. So you had joint pain that came on out of nowhere over the last 4 to 5 months, right?
No, about 10 months, actually. It's been a while.
It's been a while. And did it come on out of nowhere? Were you feeling fine and then all of a sudden it just came on?
No, I was actually during the work that I was doing at the time, which I have quit, I was pushing heavy carts. And it actually started in my hips. And I have since quit that job because I couldn't physically do it anymore. And I'm working somewhere else. But it was kind of accelerated during that job.
Okay. I understand. What is your age, Sonia?
I'm 44. 44.
So you're still spring chicken. So that's a good thing. You got that working in your favor. So let's do this. We're going to go into a commercial break. And we'll talk about joint pain, hip pain, low back pain, and just the achiness that comes, that can come out of nowhere, even especially if you're working kind of a more labor-intensive job, and what to do about it. I realize you don't have insurance, and it's tough to find a physician, so we'll do a couple things. We'll dig in a little bit to some of the details, and then see if we can't find a place maybe that would be good for you to go. So hang tight, and we'll come back to answer all of those topics. 888-283-7272. You can check us out at getwellradio.com. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio to get you from where you are to where you need to be. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. You can check us out at getwellradio.com. Talking with Sonia going into the break. And we were talking with Sonia. And Sonia, you've had a lot of joint pain that you've been dealing with for quite some time and really haven't had it diagnosed because you don't have any insurance, so you're unable to go to the doctor, really. But it's been going on to the point where it took you out of work and you had to switch into another job that's less labor-intensive, I assume. So
yes.
Have you done anything yet on your own? Has anyone helped you? Have you changed your diet? Have you been taking supplements? Have anyone you been taking any medication, Advil, anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I take Aleve and then I take glucosamine.
Okay. Has it helped?
It seems to maybe help a little bit. You know, it's a little bit. I won't say it's not helping at all, but it does a little bit.
All right. Do you have any history of arthritis in your family?
No, I don't. The only other history I have, I was diagnosed about 10 years ago with degenerative disc disease. Because I have had back surgery.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes, I have.
All right. What level did you have back surgery on?
L4 and L5.
Okay. Got it. Are you overweight now?
I am a little bit overweight, yes. Probably 30 to 40 pounds.
All right. That plays a big role. You know that, right? I mean, it does play a role. Okay. So the game plan is, I mean, without a doubt, we need to get you to a physician so they can get kind of a good overview of what's going on. I think so, because you need blood work, and there's several things that can happen that they could find in the blood work that could give some really good information on what direction the doctor wants to go. So that's a good way to go, and I do recommend you maybe finding a kind of a faith-based clinic in the area that would, you know, the office visits are going to be cut down a little bit. They've got some funding from other areas. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, the doctors aren't as good. Well, they're not. Usually they're actually very, very good. It's a lot of times doctors that have been practicing for 40 years and they're maybe going part-time now, or they're just, you know, it's like playing golf to them. They like to go over and that's what they love to do. And honestly, those are some of the best people, men and women, to talk to, because they've been doing it for so long. They've seen everything under the sun. And they're not doing it for a paycheck. Really, they're doing it because they're doing what they love. That's who that's what I'd want to be going to. So something to think about, all right? And just about every major city has them. You can just look them up, and you can find them, usually call churches and maybe just call some hospitals, and they'll kind of guide you in that area. But I would definitely look into that, all right? So joint pain, let's talk about it. Now, if you're overweight by 30 to 40 pounds, the research always tells us that even 10 pounds of extra weight on someone is enough to create joint pain in the knees, in the hips, in the lower back. Now, you're a little predisposed to back issues or joint issues because you've already had back surgery. So years ago, you're telling me that L4, L5, which is the bottom part of the lower back, is where you had surgery. So there could be some tendencies nutritionally in your body for deterioration. And if you've been living a certain way over a long period of time, because remember, our body is a sum total, the health of our body is a sum total of our choices. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. And so somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is that if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, typically you can lifestyle your way out many times and improve the body. So that's one place to look at. I mean, losing the weight, coming up with a good game plan for diet, for exercise, and working on your body overall, very important, okay? And just remember, the body can regenerate. So even though the back has been deteriorating, and there might be some genetic factors for that, that's why some blood work now would be really good to get some good information, and a good physician will be able to do that. They'll be able to check that out and look into that for you. But nutritionally, there probably is a lot going on. And we get sick for three different ways. Number one, we have genetic tendencies that mom and dad pass down to us. And that just is what it is. But it's not a lot. It's about 25%. With some health challenges, it's a little bit more. Then you've got toxicity in the environment, toxins from our water supply, food supply, whatever. And then you've got even emotional toxins. Bad relationships can literally affect the mind to the point where it affects the body. We know that because there's plenty of studies on it. And then nutritional deficiencies play a big role. And that's why it's good to get a big blood panel done at least every 6 months to see exactly what's going on inside the body from a nutritional perspective, because nutritional deficiencies play a big role in a lot of different aspects of the body. So, for example, if your joints are deteriorating and your body stays acidic most of the time and not more alkaline, and if your body has potential issues breaking down proteins, if you've got some types of issues within the digestive tract and you're not handling your foods very well, then you're not digesting, absorbing, and assimilating, and your body is only healthy as that process can happen. Most people digest and process about 15 to 20% of the foods they eat, and you know, most of us need to be digesting at least 80 or 90%. That's why things like proteolytic enzymes and betaine hydrochloride and also digestive enzymes can be very helpful with people, especially over the age of about 28. After that, our digestive tract begins to weaken a little bit. And you know, stress, of course, enters everybody's life because it is what it is. And then we can start having issues, more inflammatory issues, like what you're talking about. So the anti-inflammatory diet is a great place to start, because at the end of the day, you need to see a doctor, get some blood work done, have them evaluate you, no doubt. They may tag a diagnosis like arthritis, but they may look into some more autoimmune conditions too and see if there's any breakdown there. And that's going to be good information for you and the doctor. So that's always really important. But following a good anti-inflammatory diet first is always a good way to go. My book, Empowering Your Health, does have one in it, and it's a lot of foods that will bring health to the body, and it also tells you the foods that will kind of take health out of the body. And the supplements that you were talking about, like glucosamine and whatnot, those are fine. Fish oils have been shown to be really good, too, and vitamin D3 is a great test to have done with your doc when you go over there and ask them, say, please run my vitamin D, because the numbers, if they're low, we found, can be causing, or one of the root causes of some joint pain. And that can be a big player for a lot of people. But losing the weight is a key. If you don't have someone that you can work with, work on, just get out and walk. Walking is some of the best exercise. And I talk a lot about that on the website, getwellradio.com. But really, the key is, do you want to get well? And then making a decision and getting a great team of people around you, a physician included, that can walk with you in the process. All right. Fish oil is a big one, too. Do some research on cod liver oil. Very good for joint related issues.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Check out the show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. If you've got questions about your health, we'll take you from where you are to where you need to be, regardless of what it is, whatever you're struggling with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety, your big toe hurts, your low back hurts, you got migraines, you don't like your husband. Hey, listen, we'll talk about all of it. You give me a call right now, and we'll get into it. Today, we're going to talk a little bit of that good old health talk radio, common sense health talk, to get you from where you are to where you need to be. You know, the body's pretty amazing. You know what's amazing, too, is that we spend so much of our time working, right? We work, we make money, earn money, however you want to put it, and we work so hard for that, for our homes and for our things and cars and, you know, to provide for our family, all those sorts of things. You ever think about the fact that we put more value on things that can be replaced? Your house could burn down, but you can replace it. And you could wreck your car and get a new one. And you could lose your job and get another one. But when you lose your health, you know that's the one thing that was given to you for free? You were born with it. Most of us, unless there's some type of genetic disorder. But most of us are born pretty healthy, and that was given to us for free. And by the choices we make throughout our lives, that's what changes. And that's how our body ages, and that's how it gets into more of a health challenge and disease state. But I've got good news. The good news is that they found in studies that if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, right, by the air we breathe, water we drink, foods that we eat, not exercising, those sorts of things, and we can truly lifestyle our way back and improve our health and get well. And that's the key. And that's the challenge I really put out to everyone. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about that. It's common sense health, but to realize there's a challenge. The challenge is What are you doing with your health right now? Do you need to lose 20 pounds and you know it? What are you doing about it? Do you have kids and grandkids, but you're not losing the weight, and you've got diabetes and heart disease and high cholesterol, and you're just taking your pills and trucking right along and said, well, grandma had it and mama had it, so I guess I'm just supposed to have it. My kids will probably have it too. Or are you going to draw a line in the sand and say, you know what, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to change my lifestyle. Let's go to Hayden now. Hi, Hayden. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my problem is I have a severe cramps in the calves of my legs. It really started, it runs all of them down my leg, but I have severe cramps in the calves of both of my legs, especially my right one. And at one time I was taking quinine for it, and it seemed like that was give me some relief, but they've quit putting that. I suppose they've taken it off the market or whatever, and I'm just looking for some relief somewhere.
Does it happen all day long, Hayden, or does it happen just at night when you're sleeping?
That night, mostly it happens, it wakes me up at night about 2 o'clock while I'm sleeping.
Okay. Pretty common, and I'll tell you that, have you been your physician, and have you gone that route yet, or are you just calling me for the first time?
This is the first time I've called you. I like I said before, I was taking quinine. I had consulted my physician about it, but they took it off the market, so what am I supposed to do?
All right, I got you. So that's the place where you're at right now. Well, I would still go back, talk to your doctor. I think that's always a good way to go, and the reason for that is somebody needs to have their hands on you, even outside of our conversation. But I can give you some real good information and what's out there, research, and why the body's doing what it's doing. Okay, typically, if you're a coffee drinker, which most people are in America, if you're a coffee drinker, a lot of times the caffeine can deplete calcium in the body, and calcium is a big player. It's one of our big minerals, okay? Well, if you deplete calcium and you're already vitamin D deficient, which many people are, and you don't get vitamin D from drinking a bunch of milk, so it's fortified, and it's very hard to get the amount of vitamin D that your body really needs, so scrap that one. All right. Important, if you go talk to your doctor, get a test done for vitamin D, the blood test, and make sure your numbers are between about 60 or 70 and 90 on the higher end of the range. Very important if you're dealing with a lot of leg cramps. The other thing, too, there's some foods that are very beneficial. Dark leafy green vegetables can be good. Goat's milk yogurt is actually very good. I know that sounds terrible, but actually goat's milk yogurt is highly absorbable to the body for a source of calcium. Probably one of the best sources that we have. Better than cow's milk yogurt, it is one of the best sources. And many times nutritionists will tell you for cramping and that sort of thing to take that sort of thing at night, maybe 8 ounces at night before you go to bed. It gets a lot of good results. So, for example, calcium could be a big one. Magnesium, we're very deficient in, because it's just not in our soil as much as it used to be. So even if you eat a lot of vegetables and you eat organic, many people are still depleted in magnesium, and that can play a big role too. There's supplements out there. You can do magnesium supplements. Potassium is another one. Don't really eat a banana before bed. That's not the best thing because it's going to throw your blood sugar off too much at that point. But it's a mineral issue is my bottom line. So calcium, magnesium, potassium, those are the big three that can cause the leg cramping, and it's very, very common. And as a matter of fact, it's extremely common. We see it a lot of times with people that are taking other medications, people that drink a lot of coffee. So my thoughts to you from a nutritional perspective, if that's kind of what you're looking at, is if you drink any caffeine, you might want to scrap that for a little while you're working on the nutritional portion of that and looking at the different minerals. You can do a supplement for them. You can use the foods. A lot of the fruits, like fresh berries, they contain a lot of magnesium. They also contain potassium in them. That can be good as well. And you can eat those throughout the day, but supplements are a good form, too, that you might want to look into. And if you go to a health food store or whatnot, lifestyleresearch.org is a good website to go to check out things like that. But, yeah, I mean, there's a couple things you can do to get the leg cramps taken care of. But I will tell you this. It's not just a condition you have and you need to take a drug for it. Okay, and your doctor will probably talk to you about the deficiencies. That's why it's good to go consult with them. And there are drugs out there, like Requip, there are drugs that can actually kind of pacify it, but it's not going to get to the root cause of what's going on, if that makes sense. So there are medications. If you want to go that route, you can definitely do that. Your doc will talk to you about it. But at the end of the day, nutritional deficiencies, you have to look at why the body's doing what it's doing. It's doing it because it's deficient in something. It's not getting something that it needs. And it's kind of the root cause of many different health challenges. So hopefully that'll be helpful. But definitely get to see someone, and you might want to talk to somebody at your local health food store about the different supplements, potassium, magnesium, and calcium, and even getting into more of the foods. I'm a bigger fan of getting everything you can from foods even more than supplements, if that makes sense. All right? Thanks, Hayden, for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio to give you some good old healthy talk radio. There's a woman found dead after breathing toxic fumes at a Georgia McDonald's. Fox News reported that an elderly woman died and eight other people were hospitalized after breathing toxic fumes at a McDonald's restaurant. Was that the hamburgers or was it something else? The Savannah Morning News reported Thursday, investigators said a toxic mix of chemicals used to clean bathrooms. Okay, my bad. To blame for the sickening customers Wednesday at the McDonald's in Pooler, Georgia, 10 miles west of Savannah, one McDonald's employee on the morning news actually stated that they were hospitalized when breathing. Ann Felton, who was an 81-year-old woman from Ponte Vedra, Florida, was found unconscious in the restaurant's bathroom. She died early Thursday, on the paper said. Firefighters were alerted to the fumes after a restaurant patron stayed in the bathroom for more than 10 minutes. And Pooler Fire Chief Wade Simmons said that Pooler firefighters said Savannah Fire Department hazardous materials. Their team came in and decontaminated everything, including the patrons, and made sure they were doing okay. But the U.S. Occupational Health and Safety Administration has opened an investigation into the incident. So toxins in our environment, I'm telling you, they are everywhere. And we get sick for three different reasons. This is a great example. Number one, nutritional deficiencies. We don't eat the right kind of foods over a long period of time, and what happens is our body ends up breaking down. It's true. It's going to happen. Not if it'll happen or when, it's when it'll happen. And it really is true, because if you eat the wrong foods over a long period of time, the body can only make, remember, old cells are dying off every single day. New cells are forming every single day. This is like sixth grade science class right here, okay? So you've got cells that only last about 90 to 120 days. It's all they live for. So you're either going to have fast food cells and junk food cells, or you're going to have healthy cells by eating healthy foods. And really, that's how the body works. Now, there are genetic tendencies that our body has that can make abnormal cells, no doubt about it. But it's only about 25 to 30%. It's not everything. And then you've got the toxins in the environment that play a role, too. So three reasons we get sick: nutritional deficiencies, toxins in the environment, and genetics. Genetics play 25 to 30%, maybe at that. Some disease processes, quite a bit more, but very, very few. And then also you've got the environment. So this right here, I mean, this is an extreme case of a toxic overload to someone whose body couldn't handle it. But at the same time, you're getting toxins in the food when you go and eat all the preservatives and whatnot at certain restaurants, and that we get every single day, or in the water supply, the fluoride and the chlorine. Chlorine is one of the most toxic substances we have. So imagine that. I mean, the cleaning products and the Slay Breathe were probably full of unbelievable, I mean, chemicals. I mean, chlorine had to be in that. Bleach had to be a part of that at some point. And those are products we have at home all the time. But too much of it, look what it did to her. So it's amazing how our health is influenced by our environment. But we have to control that. I mean, if you walk into a restaurant and something smells crazy like that, blow out of there. I mean, the reality is your environment, the food you eat, the air you breathe, the water you choose to drink, the exercise you choose to do or not to do, the proper rest and stress level management, all those sorts of things sound so basic, common sense. Well, it is. Kind of like one of those duh moments. That's the reality. Those are the things we can control. And if you do control those and make really good choices, you can have amazing health. And on this show, that's what we're all about, is getting from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Because you can change. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. You want to check us out online? Go to getwellradio.com.
Hey,
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on this show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicine.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, getwellradio.com. If you want some healthy talk radio, we can talk and chat then every single day. And it's 888-283-7272. And we'll be there for you to answer questions about your health. And, of course, we've got new preferred wellness provider location coming, so we'll be able to help you any way we can to help you get well, stay well, and live well. Our quote for the day comes from George Bush Sr. He says, I have opinions of my own, strong opinions, but I don't always agree with them. Very, very good. Email came in, Robert in Birmingham. He says, over the last 6 months, my doctor has been monitoring my blood pressure. It's been high, and he's wanting to put me on some medication. I really don't want to go on the meds. What foods can I eat to lower my blood pressure? Well, let me tell you a couple things, Robert. First, you want to do what your doctor tells you. I really mean that. And that's because blood pressure is not something to play around with. Now, you can do things naturally, no doubt. A lot of people want to know what kind of nutritional things can I do, lifestyle-based decisions can I make and choices can I make. And those, there are plenty of them. We're going to talk about it real quick. But things like lisinopril, some of the basic medications that you would take for blood pressure, even at a 10 milligram, 5 milligram, break them in half or whatever you want to do, those types of medications, for a small period of time, especially if you're overweight or you're trying to drop weight, it's not that big of a... I mean, it's something that you shouldn't be worried about. I know you don't want to go on that, but it's something that if your doctor's recommending, you should strongly consider. And that's just my thought, because blood pressure is not something you want to play around with at all. And there's some things that docs will give you some leeway on, but blood pressure is usually not one of them, especially if they've had you checked and then they have you come back in a couple of weeks and they check it again and they make sure it's not white coat syndrome and your blood pressure is just not going up because you're there at the office. And so it's something you want to consider. I would definitely understand that. And I'm going to tell you some what research is out there on more of a nutrition and lifestyle-based care, but I just want to tell you that because it's really important. A lot of people think, well, I just don't want to do that and I think that's crazy, and it's not crazy, actually. It's actually pretty smart. So anyway, let's get on to the part you probably want to hear about. So, Robert, here's the deal. Studies have shown for exercise, obviously 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week is something that's very good for blood pressure, but also jumping on up and down on a mini trampoline. It's called rebounding. Now, this was discovered about 10 years ago. Harvard did a study on rebounding and its effect on blood pressure, and they found that it was very, very good and very positive. And so rebounding is kind of like that little mini trampoline. There's a real good one that we've used in our different clinics called UrbanRebounder.com. UrbanRebounder.com, and they're like $100. They've got a little handrail you can hold on to, and they're very durable. So those are actually really good. 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day, and you kind of work up to that. You know, I always tell people just put it in front of the television, watch your favorite football game or sitcom or whatever you want to do, and all of a sudden it'll be over. And so it goes by really, really fast. It's very good for you, no matter what your age is, and it's very easy on the joints, too. So great exercise regardless, but it's great for blood pressure. Now, there's a lot of nutritional things you want to think about, too. Blood pressure, obviously. You want to watch sodium intake. You also have to make sure and work with your doctor and make sure that your adrenal glands are not overly fatigued, because if they are, that can affect blood pressure as well. But there are certain supplements out there that have been shown to be helpful. There's what's called NO2, nitric oxide, and there's a combination of citrulline and arginine, which have been known and helpful at working with pressure-related issues in the body. And so that's something you might want to do some research on. NADH is a version of niacin. It's a non-flushing niacin, and they've had some strong studies on that with potassium and magnesium. So, I mean, there's some good things out there. If you want to look into it, go to a health food store and talk to some of those folks there, and they can kind of guide you. But a good healthy diet is important, too. I know your doctors have probably talked with you about that. And, you know, a heart-healthy diet or a diet that's high in the omega-3 fats, low in the high glycemic carbohydrates like the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those sorts of things, and then keeping your protein levels at a moderate level, good lean quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, those sorts of things. All of that is a great way to go. It's about balance. You don't have to go extreme with anything, but it's about balance, really, when it comes down to blood pressure. Exercise, eating well, managing your stress, watching the salt intake, looking into some of the supplementation and looking into the rebounding. I mean, there you go. That's it right there. And as long as if you're not extremely overweight, then you should be successful at it. So just a couple of things to think about. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome, darn. How can I help?
Hi. I am preparing for a 60-mile walk for breast cancer.
Okay.
And in the training walks that I'm doing, I've noticed the more miles I do, we have arthritis that runs in my family, but I've never really struggled with it. And my hips have started grinding. It's the only way I know to describe it. Is there something I can do exercise-wise or a supplement that I can take to kind of help deter that from becoming a problem?
I would do a couple things. I mean, if you're asking my thoughts on it, I mean, glucosamine is okay. But, again, vitamin D is just such a big player. Get a blood test done for vitamin D with your doctor. That's always a good way to go. Omega-3 fatty acids are really important. The actual oil itself. So a tablespoon at least once or twice a day is typically indicated for people that have a lot of joint-related issues. But vitamin D is a big player. But believe it or not, cutting out foods from your diet will actually make a big difference in joint pain. A lot of times it's inflammation that's caused by gluten, which is a protein found in most grains. So breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the flour-based foods can really cause a lot of joint pain. It's amazing. So you might want to start eliminating some of the foods out of your diet, like the flour-based foods and the cow's milk dairy. Do it for 2 weeks and see how your body responds. You might be surprised that you have a food allergy, possibly. Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio. We'll be right back with some more Healthy Talk Radio. The phone number, 888-283-7272. There's always hope for better health.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicine.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.